Well, hello there. You are about to enter the mind of the mindset maniac. Your mindset is the most important part of your existence. Don't believe me? You will. With a healthy, adaptive, and expansive mindset, you can achieve anything, and you can learn to use every challenge in your life to benefit you in some way. I am here to teach you all the ways your mindset dictates your current experiences in life and ultimately your future. This podcast will teach you applicable tools and resources that you can start applying today to improve your life. So what are we waiting for? Let's go ahead and jump right in. What is up, my friends? Welcome back to another episode of The Mindset Maniac. I am Leslie Krivar, your host and Mindset Maniac. And oh my goodness, this is one of those times that I wish this was not just a podcast. And I know some people are doing this thing where like there's a video as well and you can see their video on YouTube. But like most of you know, I'm a pretty simple gal. I'm pretty old school. So it's just me and my mic. But the reason that I wish that this had video footage is because I am currently sitting out on my front porch of our new home, which if you aren't up to date on where I am in my life, we are in our dream home on our dream piece of land out in the farm, what we are calling farmland. And so right now I am just like staring at the sunset, what will be the sunset probably here in the next like 10 minutes, and listening to birds chirping, and my dog Miles is out here on the patio, and it is just like picturesque. But this is also the perfect place for me to be recording this podcast episode because it is this very view that has inspired what I want to talk to you all about today, which is that this view and all the views that I see throughout the windows of my home and even just driving up and down the roads around our home on the way here and on the way out, it has been the best mind management practice that I have had in such a long time. So, as I said, the views in this house are just extraordinary. So when I look out my front window, I see acres and acres of peaceful farmland. And the same when I look out my back window. And when I see this, I immediately think, oh my goodness, this is beautiful. I am so happy here. But the problem that's happening is that before I can even finish this thought, right, before this is even an actual full thought and I can feel the happiness and maybe like relax into it and just soak it in, before I can even do that, there is this lovely, what I call thought intruder that just like jumps right in. And this thought intruder sounds something like, oh, I pray that they don't sell these farms, or I pray that they don't develop on this land, or what am I going to do? What are we going to do if they do sell these farms and they start building these developments and then we can't get out of this house and then we're stuck staring at like these cookie cutter homes and all this construction, like then what, right? And so that's where my brain goes. And I know that these thoughts are not helpful, but I also know that they're there because my primitive brain really, really thinks that they are helpful. And my primitive brain thinks that they are doing something that is going to serve me, even though it's not. So the thing about this process is that it happens so quickly, most often, that I don't even register either of these thoughts, right? I find myself looking out the window. And the next thing that I know, I have this like, this feeling in my stomach, like this kind of like pit in my stomach. And I'll notice that my shoulders are like tense and I have this like anxiousness, right? And so I recognized this last night. I looked out the window and I remember kind of feeling a little bit happy for a moment. And then I just noticed my shoulders were tense. And so I really took a concerted effort in this moment last night to slow this process down. Because when I noticed my shoulders up and my shoulders and like this pit in my stomach, and I'm looking out the window at this beautiful view, I was like, no, 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 what's going on here? This is our happy place. We've wanted to be here for so long, right? What's going on? So I really wanted to figure this out. And here's what I realized. Get ready. get ready. I'm going to introduce one of my old friends, which is the productive part of me that really does not want me to feel pain. Okay. Doesn't want me to feel pain. So what it does is prevents me from trying to feel anything good, happiness, peace, maybe even sometimes love, just in case, right? Just in case something goes wrong, just in case things go bad, just in case somebody buys this land and starts developing on it. So in this protective way, my primitive brain throws in a protective thought that thinks that it's going to help protect or prepare or prevent me from pain, when really all it's doing is keeping me from being happy in that moment. And so every time I look out at this beautiful view and I have maybe even the slight millisecond of happiness, I know that this protector is just like coming right in. And the way it feels like in me and my body is like, it feels like this gripping, right? I'm being gripped by a feeling that just like, I can't let go of. It's holding on to me. And this gripping is like, I don't even know. It's the only way I can describe it is like, if it had words, it would say something like, we can't be happy here unless we know we're going to be happy here forever. So as I'm sitting here and I'm looking at like this beautiful sunset and I'm having intentional thoughts of like, oh my gosh, this is so beautiful. I'm so happy. The protector comes in that's like, well, if we don't know we're going to be happy forever, because who knows, maybe they'll come in and develop, like, don't you dare be happy. Because if you're happy and it's not going to last forever, then we got to deal with sadness later. Right? So at this point, what my brain does, because my beautiful brain is always here to try and like do the things, do the right things. But what it does is it goes into this problem-solving mode, aka worrying, aka doing something that feels productive. But I'll tell you what, worrying is one of those indulgent emotions that does nothing but wastes time and energy. And it puts my body in a state of stress that is not good for me physically or emotionally. And not to mention, it ruins my mood, right? It strips this happiness or this peace or this gratitude right from me. So today, when I realized, when I kind of slowed things down enough to recognize that this is what was happening, right? This is why I was having that like tenseness in my shoulders and that like pit in my stomach when I was looking out the window and like taking in these views. When I realized that it was this protector, right? Saying like, okay, I know you want to feel happy, but I'm not going to let you be happy fully until we know you can be happy forever. I had to stop myself. I had to stop in that moment and ask myself, like, is this what you want? Right? You could sit here and consciously and subconsciously try to protect yourself from feeling any sadness or disappointment in the future. Because who knows? I don't know what's going to happen. I could even do certain things to try and prevent that from happening. Like at one point, Anthony was like, you know, I'm going to go join the, is it like the city council? No, that must not be it. I don't know what it is. But you know, the thing in the town to like be up to date on stuff and then you vote. Like he's like, oh, I'll go and join that, which is fine. Absolutely. We should be informed and we should do stuff like that. We care about what's going on in our little town, but not to the detriment of us trying to control and worry and that in itself stealing pieces of our happiness, right? So noticing this and noticing this tendency that I have specifically, and I'm assuming, and I just talking to lots of humans and being in this coaching space, I recognize that this is something that as humans we do to try and protect ourselves. I won't be happy unless all like boxes are checked or unless I know that I'm going to be happy forever, or I'm not going to let myself feel maybe peace or maybe gratitude or maybe love or whatever, just in case it doesn't last forever. I'm not going to be proud of myself just in case I can't do this specific thing that I've done. Maybe I can't do it again. Like we keep ourselves from feeling things that we want to feel just in case it doesn't stay, because we are afraid of dealing with that other emotion. And so something that I've been really working consciously with myself on, and it's something that I work with all my clients on, is allowing ourselves to get comfortable with feeling these emotions that most often we just look at as like, no, I'm going to try and do anything I can to make sure I don't feel that emotion because that's a bad emotion, right? But staying in that mindset just primes our brains to think, okay, let's make sure we don't ever feel that. And if we want to make sure that we never feel that, we do things that maybe sure, like try and prevent us from feeling that, but also like steals our happiness and our excitement and our gratitude. It steals those moments. So no matter what, we're losing out. So what I like to tell myself is like, well, I might as well feel the good stuff now, right? A question that I asked myself last night when I caught myself doing this was like, Leslie, do you want to keep yourself from being happy now, just in case? Or do you want to be happy now and trust, and this is a big part of this, trust that you can handle whatever happens later? Like, which one do you want? And when I thought about it that way, the answer was like pretty clear to me. I want to feel happy. I want to feel happy as often as I can. Because I know on the flip side of that, I'm also going to feel sadness. And when the sadness comes up, like I need to feel that too. I need to feel both of them. But when I have opportunities to feel happiness or gratitude, I need to take that in. I want to take that in. And so with that realization, I kind of just took a deep breath and I refocused my mind on the beautiful sunset and the breeze that was coming in through the screen and the fact that we have this view now. And I just let myself be happy. And I noticed the protector wanting to jump back up and be like, well, what if, what are you going to do? I noticed it. And then I just refocused. I was like, we're happy right now. This is beautiful right now. And I actively did that, not because I'm trying to trick myself or keep myself from feeling an emotion I need to feel. No, because I actively want to feel happy and grateful as I'm looking at this sunset and thinking the other thoughts that I was thinking and worrying, letting my protector be in the driver's seat was stealing that from me. So I know what I can control. What I can control is what I'm thinking in that moment. I don't need to think about what's going to happen in 5 years. I don't know. I have no control over that. Stealing my happiness from this moment now by thinking about what's going to happen in 5 years only puts me in a sad place now. Maybe I will be sad in 5 years, but I'll deal with that in 5 years, right? And the last thing that I want to say about this is this whole process that I just explained, that I just talked out for you, what was happening in my mind, this probably took me a total of like 2 minutes, right? It's not always this way. Sometimes when I need to dive into something or I really like want to get curious about something, I need to sit down. I need to like unpack it. I need to ask myself a whole lot of other questions that I need to like really write out and examine. Sometimes I have to do that, but there's a lot of times where I can do something like this really quick, where I can do what I call this mind management, mastering of the mind in a moment in my day where then I could enjoy the sunset because I'm like, what are you doing, girl? No, you don't need to go to the future. Stop trying to control stuff. Be here, be happy, soak it in. And the more that I do that, the more that's how I live my life. That part of my life gets bigger. And when the control stuff comes back in, I notice it. I don't make myself feel bad about it. I recognize it, but I also know that I have these tools to allow me to feel happy and grateful. And that's what I lean on. Okay. So I say that because a lot of people will sleep on the mindset work because they're like, oh, I don't want to be doing this all day. I don't need to stop and journal and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what? Just go inside of your brain for like 30 seconds and be like, what's going on up here? Am I in control of this? Or are things just going all in these different directions and I'm just letting it happen? Right. We have to actively be in control of our brains. And yes, it does take some effort, but honestly, once you get in the habit of it, let's say it this way, it's more painful for the alternative to happen, right? When your mind just runs away from you and creates all these terrible scenarios that aren't even happening, like that's more painful than it is to go up in your mind and manage what's going on. Okay. So I do feel like it is the most effective option to sit down and journal and write these things out. But as I'm describing in this episode, you can have some amazing insights happen in these small windows, in these small moments, just by simply slowing things down and questioning and confronting some of our thoughts and what we're feeling in our physical body, like I described today. Okay. So I hope, I trust that there was something in this episode for you. As I say, always with so much love, let's live a meaningful life, and we will chat soon. Hey, thanks so much for listening along with me today. I hope you found this episode helpful. And if you could do me a solid, drop me a 5-star rating below and please comment what you liked about this podcast and how it was helpful for you. And if it was, I would love for you to share this with a friend. That is one way that I can continue to grow this podcast, reach more people, and continue to spread the good word. Also, make sure you hit subscribe on your way out so that you never miss an episode with myself, the Mindset Maniac. I'll see you here next time.